9. The Three White Races. The racial blends in Europe toward the close of the Andite migrations became generalized into the three white races as follows. 1. The Northern White Race. This so-called Nordic race consisted primarily of the blue man plus the Andite, but also contained a considerable amount of Andonite blood, together with smaller amounts of the red and yellow Sangic. The Northern White Race thus encompassed these four most desirable human stocks. But the largest inheritance was from the blue man. The typical early Nordic was long-headed, tall, and blonde. But long ago this race became thoroughly mixed with all of the branches of the white peoples. The primitive culture of Europe which was encountered by the invading Nordics was that of the retrograding Danubians blended with the blue man. The Nordic Danish and the Danubian Andonite cultures met and mingled on the Rhine, as is witnessed by the existence of two racial groups in Germany today. The Nordics continued the trade in amber from the Baltic coast, building up a great commerce with the broadheads of the Danube Valley via the Brenner Pass. This extended contact with the Danubians led these northerners into mother worship, and for several thousands of years cremation of the dead was almost universal throughout Scandinavia. This explains why remains of the earlier white races, although buried all over Europe, are not to be found, only their ashes in stone and clay urns. These white men also built dwellings, they never lived in caves. And again, this explains why there are so few evidences of the white man's early culture, although the preceding Cro-Magnon type is well preserved where it has been securely sealed up in caves and grottos. As it were, one day in northern Europe there is a primitive culture of the retrogressing Danubians and the blue man, and the next that of a suddenly appearing and vastly superior white man. 2. The Central White Race. While this group includes strains of blue, yellow, and Andite, it is predominantly Andonite. These people are broad-headed, swarthy, and stocky. They are driven like a wedge between the Nordic and Mediterranean races, with the broad base resting in Asia and the apex penetrating eastern France. For almost 20,000 years, the Andonites had been pushed farther and farther to the north of Central Asia by the Andites. By 3000 BC, increasing aridity was driving these Andonites back into Turkestan. This Andonite push southward continued for over 1,000 years and, splitting around the Caspian and Black Seas, penetrated Europe by way of both the Balkans and the Ukraine. This invasion included the remaining groups of Adamson's descendants and, during the latter half of the invasion period, carried with it considerable numbers of the Iranian Andites, as well as many of the descendants of the Sethite priests. By 2500 BC, the westward thrust of the Andonites reached Europe, and this overrunning of all Mesopotamia, Asia Minor, and the Danube Basin by the barbarians of the hills of Turkestan constituted the most serious and lasting of all cultural setbacks up to that time. These invaders definitely Andonized the character of the Central European races, which have ever since remained characteristically Alpine. 3. The Southern White Race. This brunette Mediterranean race consisted of a blend of the Andite and the Blue Man, with a smaller Andonite strain than in the north. This group also absorbed a considerable amount of secondary Sangic blood through the Saharans. In later times, this southern division of the white race was infused by strong Andite elements from the eastern Mediterranean. The Mediterranean coastlands did not, however, become permeated by the Andites until the times of the great nomadic invasions of 2500 BC. Land traffic and trade were nearly suspended during these centuries when the nomads invaded the eastern Mediterranean districts. This interference with land travel brought about the great expansion of sea traffic and trade. Mediterranean seaborne commerce was in full swing about 4500 years ago. And this development of marine traffic resulted in the sudden expansion of the descendants of the Andites throughout the entire coastal territory of the Mediterranean basin. These racial mixtures laid the foundations for the southern European race, the most highly mixed of all. And since these days, this race has undergone still further admixture, notably with the blue-yellow Andite peoples of Arabia. This Mediterranean race is, in fact, so freely admixed with the surrounding peoples as to be virtually indiscernible as a separate type, but in general its members are short, long-headed, and brunette. In the North, the Andites, through warfare and marriage, obliterated the blue men, but in the South they survived in greater numbers. The Basques and the Berbers represent the survival of two branches of this race, but even these peoples have been thoroughly admixed with the Saharans. This was the picture of race mixture presented in Central Europe about 3000 BC. In spite of the partial Adamic default, the higher types did blend. These were the times of the New Stone Age overlapping the oncoming Bronze Age. In Scandinavia, it was the Bronze Age associated with mother worship. In southern France and Spain, it was the New Stone Age associated with sun worship. This was the time of the building of the circular and roofless sun temples. The European white races were energetic builders, delighting to set up great stones as tokens to the sun, much as did their later-day descendants at Stonehenge. The vogue of sun worship indicates that this was a great period of agriculture in southern Europe. The superstitions of this comparatively recent sun-worshipping era even now persist in the folkways of Brittany. Although Christianized for over 1,500 years, these Bretons still retain charms of the New Stone Age for warding off the evil eye. They still keep thunderstones in the chimney as protection against lightning. The Bretons never mingled with the Scandinavian Nordics. They are survivors of the original Andonite inhabitants of Western Europe, mixed with the Mediterranean stock. But it is a fallacy to presume to classify the white peoples as Nordic, Alpine, and Mediterranean. There has been altogether too much blending to permit such a grouping. At one time there was a fairly well-defined division of the white race into such classes, but widespread intermingling has since occurred, and it is no longer possible to identify these distinctions with any clarity. Even in 3000 BC, the ancient social groups were no more of one race than are the present inhabitants of North America. This European culture for 5,000 years continued to grow and to some extent intermingle, but the barrier of language prevented the full reciprocation of the various Occidental nations. During the past century, this culture has been experiencing its best opportunity for blending in the cosmopolitan population of North America, and the future of that continent will be determined by the quality of the racial factors which are permitted to enter into its present and future populations, as well as by the level of the social culture which is maintained. Presented by an Archangel of Nevadon.